Ya, Jay, gon show ap le banis, vous saluez non? Nel fait monter, n'ap salue la. C'est bouchon et n'a pas mettre là. Ah ouais, n'a pas mettre des bouchons pour jeudi. Et puis rendez-vous, c'est qui le rendez-vous? C'est mais oui, haha, c'est semaine prochaine. Oui, là, et puis s'entendez à la José avec Eddie Brissot. N'a mettre des bouchons pour nous complètement. Allez. Thank you to Jay. Ah ouais, 1000 points of light with the ham every Sunday.
All right, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thank you to Yvonne. Thank you to Annabelle Tomokai. Excellent. He's a man, and he's the myth. He's the legend. And I am proud to follow him every Sunday, and I welcome you to my humble show here. I'm Jay with you until 10 p.m. tonight. We're playing off of the Pitchfork list of the top 25 grunge albums of all time. Who better than me to go through this list with you? And, of course, it's not ranked. And nor will I be ranking them necessarily. It's kind of like so arbitrary, really, to really rank them, even though that is kind of a fun thing to do. But anyway, we're going to start off with this Temple of the Dog. Great record. Of course, it's members of Pearl Jam and also Soundgarden. Eddie Vedder, Chris Cornell, Matt Cameron, maybe Stone Gossard in there as well. I don't know. All those guys. As a tribute to the passing of Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone, it's this like incestuous scene, like everybody sort of in each other's bands, in each other's business. And this record came out in 1991, and I am proud to say that on Lollapalooza of that summer, that featured Soundgarden and Pearl Jam, I saw a Temple of the Dog set. It was awesome. It was great. And of course, back then that meant the world. So we're gonna play a track from this record here. They're only one. Say Hello to Heaven, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
puts down view with the pages of friends as all things will never do. Hell's the blood of the candle, and I put you to bed. Since you can't say to me now how the dogs got your bone.
Yes, Red Cross with Monolith, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's from their Phase Shifter record. Prior to that, Nirvana's Aneurysm, which is actually originally a B-side to Smells Like Teen Spirit. That was from the Incesticide compilation. Kind of weird to have that on the list of top 25 grunge records of all time. It's sort of not, it's more of like a collection. It's like, you know, they list all the members of Nirvana. It's not just like Dave Grohl with, you know, Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic. It's like all the other drummers and the, I think that other points there were four members, Chad Channing, the others are in there, everyone's in there. So it feels more like a greatest hits collection than anything else. Or I guess an odds and sods type collection. Anyway, the Afghan Whigs from Congregation, that was Turn on the Water. And we started things off with Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven, from their only release, self-titled, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So what's going on here? Top grunge records of all time. And I'm taking my cues from the Pitchfork Media article of the same name. And I agree with most of what's up there. So I'm just going to have that be my show. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to go for the recommended tracks. I don't think they recommend any tracks. I can do that myself. And so up next, we heard from Nirvana. Let's hear from Pearl Jam. This is Nothing Man from Vitalogy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Oh, sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say.
Mine is forever. She knows.
All right, we had Violet, and then we have Bruise Violet from Babes in Toyland. Great record, a great track from the record Fontanelle. Before that, the Smashing Pumpkins with Rhinoceros from Gish. And for a little while, that was the greatest selling indie record of all time. I think it was eclipsed. I don't know who it was eclipsed by. I don't have that information at my fingertips, but that's the deal. And then it was actually, I read just today, it was actually named after the silent film star Lillian Gish. I don't know why they named Gish. That sounds like it's not true. But it's so random, it has to be true. And by the way, I apologize for the slow lead-in there. I had the wrong channel on, and I knew there was a quiet build-up, so I just kept waiting for the music. And so it was the quietest of the quiet build-up. Before that, Hole with Violet from Live Through This, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is our greatest grunge records of all time, at least the top 25 of them. So inspired by the Pitchfork Media list, and I'm going to roll with what they have. Pick my own tracks, and we'll take it from there. Up next, this is a record that's experiencing its 30th anniversary this, I think it was last week. And we're talking about Alice in Chains' Dirt. A huge record for me personally. Loved it. Very dark, really heavy. It was like a different part of grunge. Like when they started off, it was not really, they didn't really fit into any kind of category. But they got lumped in with everybody else because they happened to be from Seattle. But I think this is a phenomenal record, and we're going to hear Sick Man from that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
won't you come and wash away the rain, black all the sun? Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, still the warm wind, tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes.
Just like you go to